You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of dollars in donations make their way to political parties. Much of it has been shrouded in secrecy until today. Political parties in Australia received a total of $168 million in donations for the 2019-20 financial year. Today, the public got to see where some of that money came from, thanks to data from the Australian Electoral Commission. Almost 50% of all federal political donations over the last 12 months came from just four companies and one industry group. The largest single donor was billionaire Clive Palmer's Mineralogy, which gave $5.9 million to the mining magnate's own United Australia Party. Professor Ju Chiong Tam from the Centre for Public Integrity describes the results from this report as deeply troubling.
There's a high level of secrecy in terms of political contributions. Basically, we have hidden money or dark money amounting to more than one-third of the funding. We've also have a situation where there's an absence of caps on political contributions, and this has resulted in a handful of donors dominating political funding. I think it's deeply troubling. Where there is secrecy, there's a risk of corruption or at the very least undue influence.
The Centre of Public Integrity says over the last two decades, 35% of all donations, about $1 billion worth, came from unknown sources. Green Senator Larissa Waters says the Australian public is fed up with the lack of disclosure.
People are really fed up with the idea that big money plays a role in decision making and democracy. In the last two decades, $3 billion has changed hands in corporate donations, and $1 billion of that, nobody knows where it's come from. So not only is big money a problem in politics, but the public doesn't even know where a third of that money is coming from. So there's already a perception that corruption's involved, and there's a perception that if you donate, you get special treatment. We see a need for proper disclosure at the time the donation is made, but also we need to see that hidden money.
Other major donors included Pratt Holdings, which gave $1.55 million, Woodside Energy over $335,000, more than $250,000 from the Macquarie Group, and nearly as much from the Australian Hotels Association. All of the Pratt Holdings donations went to the National and Liberal parties, while Woodside gave to both the Coalition and Labor Party organisations. A total of $8.3 million in donations from five organisations represents 46% of the total received in the 2019-20 financial year. The National Party disclosed a $75,000 donation from Mineralogy, but it was not noted in the company's disclosure. Overall, the Liberal National Coalition received $59 million in donations, compared with Labor's $50.7 million. Ms. Waters is among a growing number of voices calling for an overhaul of laws, which currently allow donation sources below $14,000 to be hidden from the public. Independent Senator Rex Patrick echoed the calls.
It's a breeding ground for corruption and improper influencing of politicians, and particularly when things are done behind closed doors, it creates problems. We need to have real-time disclosure, and we need to have disclosure for donations around about the $1,000 mark. We just need transparency.
The Greens plan to bring to Parliament a bill which would ban donations from companies seeking approval or applying for government tenders or contracts while their application is active, or 6 months on either side of it. A National Integrity Commission is another notion being proposed to prevent the risk of corruption and the purchasing of political influence. Housing Minister Michael Suka says coalition parties adhere to all requirements.
Political parties should follow the rules. The rules are laid out. We should follow them. We do follow them. The coalition parties do follow the rules in disclosing donations as required. That's what our job is, and we always follow those rules. I think the real question is ensuring that political parties meet those requirements, and we have a very proud record of making sure that we meet all of these requirements.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese re-emphasised calls he made last year to establish a National Integrity Commission. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie says it makes her sick.
This is what is wrong with politics these days, and I can tell you now, you could not water down these political donations any further. They are absolutely disgusting. They make me sick. This big white house up here, guess what? It ain't coming from the Liberal or Labor Party, it's coming from their political donors. They'll decide how this country's going to run. And if people in Australia don't find that sickening, I suggest that you do. because I can tell you now it's as corrupt as hell.
Attorney General Christian Porter says the $5 million donated by unions over the year shows who is calling the shots in the Labor Party. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.